In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the 11th day of the blessed month of Ba'un. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility of all our sons, and iniquities forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my Father, and my brethren, Amen. On this day, the Honorable St. Claudius was martyred. He was the son of Ptolemy, who was emperor of Numerinus, brother. He was loved by the people in Antioch for his courage and good appearance. Because they loved him so greatly, they painted a picture of him on the doors of the city of Antioch. When Diocletian reigned in that faith and incited the persecution against the Christians, this saint agreed with Saint Proctor, then Saint Victor, Ibn Romanius, to be martyred for the sake of the name of the Christ. Satan appeared to them in the form of an old man and told them, "O my sons, you are young men, the sons of nobility, and I am afraid for you from the infidel emperor. So if he asked you to worship the idols, accept his command. And in your houses you can worship Christ in secret." They realized that he was Satan disquieted as an old man and told him, "O you who are filled with all the evil, go away from us." Straight away the old man changed his appearance and became like a black slave and told them, "Behold, I will go before you to the emperor and instigate him to shed your blood." The emperor brought St. Claudius and proposed to him the worship of the idols and promised to give him his father's position. Claudius neither accepted his promise nor submitted to his order. He spoke to him boldly and fiercely, reviling him for worshipping the idols. The emperor did not dare to harm him, for the people of Antioch loved him. Romanius, St. Victor's father, advised the emperor to send him to Egypt to be killed there. He sent him with a letter to governor of Antina, stating in it, "Claudius neither obeyed our orders, nor hearkened our words. Pursued him with all your power first, and if he does not return on his counsel, cut off his head." When the saint heard that, he called Sidicras, his sister's husband, asking him to care for his sister, his possessions, and bide him farewell. The saint went with the soldiers to Egypt. When he arrived to Arianus, the governor of Ancina, he received him standing, kissed his hand, and said, "O my master Claudius, do not transgress the command of the emperor." The saint replied, "I was not sent to you for you to lead me astray by your words, but that you might fulfill what the emperor commanded. They argued with each other till Arianus became enraged with the answers of the saint, and he drove the spear into the saint. He delivered up his pure spirit and received the crown of martyrdom. Some of the believers took his body and shrouded it. They placed it with the body of Saint Victor, who was martyred shortly before that. After the end of the time of persecution, Victor's mother came and took their bodies to Antioch, may their prayer be with us all, Amen. On this day also the church celebrates the commemoration of the consecration of the altar of the 40 martyrs of Sebastia in the church of Savior in Alexandria. May their intercession be with us and glory be to God forever, Amen.
Exeios ber. me besiten dese e vaste.